Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Charles Collins is here. Charles is a new friend. He's running a real-life small business just like yours. And he's the chief operating officer of a company called Airway Labs and Airway Management. He's been with the company now for 14 or so years, started on the bottom rung of the ladder. Now he's running the company, and he's our new friend, Charles Collins. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks, Jim, for having me on.
It's good to have you here. So you just got back from first, tell the audience what Airway Labs does.
Airway Labs is the part of the company I originally came in to work with, but that is our laboratory that makes custom products for dentists and physicians to treat patients with basic snoring all the way to severe sleep apnea. So we make these custom-made products, and primarily they're mouthpieces custom fitted to the patient to treat their sleep disorder.
Now, a lot of people know what the CPAP is, right? The machine that helps with apnea. This isn't what that is it?
No, we do have some products that utilize CPAP, but CPAP works by inflating the airway, and our device kind of works by mechanically opening the airway. We always say sleep apnea and snoring are a basic plumbing issue within
right.
your airway.
Mm-hmm. So when you're sleeping and your throat relaxes, your jaw relaxes, and if it relaxes too much, it can put pressure on the airways and collapse the airway, right?
That's correct.
That's what causes the snoring, and then ultimately maybe even the loss of oxygen, and you almost stop breathing. Some people die from sleep apnea, don't they?
That's absolutely right. You're right. So snoring is a partial blockage of the airway, and then sleep apnea is when the airway completely closes down.
Right.
And many people have that happen several times within the hour or even the minute, so their oxygen levels drop dangerously low, and you're not even aware that this is happening to you. You just may feel tired every day, but unless your bed partner recognizes it, you're probably not even aware that you're having.
I've had women tell me that they've watched their that they've looked over and counted the seconds that their husband was not breathing and scared the heck out of them.
That's very true. We hear that all the time as well.
Why is it more prevalent with men than women?
Well, typically because men are a little bit heavier, but there's actually new statistics coming out that even women in this modern age, as the Western diet, not just in the United States but globally, people are tending to get larger.
So the obesity concern that we have, the fact that especially Americans way more than we ever did, and I know that for a fact because I've been around a long time. I remember how people used to look. That this extra weight is contributing to this, and that's the reason why the interest and the reporting on this is a lot more prevalent now than it was, say, 30 years ago, 50 years ago.
Absolutely, that's kind of the most common and most well-known aspect of it. But even there's new science coming out that even sometimes very skinny people. It's kind of the opposite because they are so thin. They even have really thin airways. A lot of times they have really small jaws or really small mouth. And you wouldn't think that those people suffer from this, but they do as well. So sometimes even the most fit people have. It's becoming a huge, huge problem globally. And more and more people are aware of it because, most people know now that even though they may not be practicing it, I have to eat right, I need to exercise.
Right.
But a lot of people don't realize the final piece of that is I need to sleep good so I can function normally throughout the day.
Well, another thing about men is not only the extra weight of if we're heavier, but we have more muscles in our neck than women do. And so there's just not enough, there's just not as much room in there for, so the compression of the airway is going to happen a lot easier, I would think, than it would for women. But so your products, tell us, you have a CPAP type of product, but the one that you recommend the most, is, it seems to me, are the appliances that you put in your mouth when you sleep.
You're absolutely right. So that's how we came into business about 20 years ago. The founder of our company realized that he had a lot of patients. He was a practicing dentist.
Say the name of the founder.
The founder is Keith Thornton, DDS. He's a third-generation dentist in Dallas. And he had a lot of patients that were coming to him that were prescribed a CPAP, but they weren't using them. And so he realized there was this real disconnect. These patients were suffering, and they basically said, the doctor told them, the prescribing physician that gave him CPAP said, well, if you don't wear your CPAP, there's really nothing else I can do for you. So that kind
And in those days, those things were noisy and clunky and not really conducive to anybody in the room, right?
That's absolutely right.
Even though when used properly, they were helping people, they actually were side effects to the device.
Yeah, and still to this day. So all of this kind of led Keith, again, the founder of the company, to create devices to treat sleep apnea. And what happened is at one point he was in an operating room and realized with a certain patient that they were having sleep apnea episodes while they were undergoing surgery.
Wow.
And a respiratory technician came in and performed jaw thrust, where they put their thumbs behind the patient's jaw and pulled it forward to open the airway. So again, it mechanically opened the airway.
That's how he got the idea for the devices.
That's right. He said, so I've got to figure out a way to hold the jaw forward throughout the night to maintain an open airway. And that's basically, from right there, he started in the back lab of his practice and making devices even in his home. I've heard stories he ruined several of his wife's pots, kind of putting together these devices.
These devices are sort of like the appliance you would get with braces, right? What do you call those things?
Like a retainer, or
yeah, retainer. They're not unlike a retainer, right?
Guard. Yeah, I think the most common thing that they're similar to is like a sports mouth guard,
right? Right. They're comfortable and they get the job done. We're gonna talk some more with Charles Collins. Charles, I need your website. Tell us how we can find out more about your company.
You can go to www.tapinto sleep.com.
All right. Say it again.
Tapintosleep.com.
All right. So check that out, folks. And we'll come back. We're going to talk some more about the company and the work that they do. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.